Hello and welcome to another edition of How Legends Are Made Radio Show. I am Dan Blackburn. I am your host. And today is July the 26th, 2014. To all you people keeping track, that is 5 months minus a day till Christmas. Or if you're a super shopper, it's 5 months to the biggest shopping day of the year. But hold on. Before we get there, let me ask you, what are you doing now from this moment until the 25th or 26th of December to live an absolutely legendary life? I mean, like the greatest, the best level legendary life that you could possibly live. Well, today, buckle up because we are going to take an intense ride. Before we get started, if you're new to the show or you're looking for more info on the How Legends Are Made radio show, go to howlegendsaremade.ca. And register, comment, share, do all that great stuff. And remember, pick up your free chapter of my upcoming book, 17 Stories That Will Rock You, Shock You, and Inspire You. Now, I'm not going to beg for you to go and subscribe. Well, maybe I will just a bit, but it's there. Get on it and listen every day. I'm putting out another podcast. So enjoy. So today on the How Legends Are Made radio show, the topic is, where is the finish line? Today, I was on my way to London, Ontario, and was going to attend a funeral of a very dear friend. And peace and joy out to Blanche and her entire family today. An amazingly, amazingly powerful woman. And all I heard at the visitation and at the church today was how patient this woman was. And as you know, I do these podcasts every day. I pre-plan a few, or I do some a couple days in advance, but majority of time, and sometimes to the dismay of my family, I wait for a lesson of the day to speak to me. And it's from there that I record or that I deliver the message. So today, while driving along the highway, I noticed my speed. I was a few kilometers above the posted speed limit. We've all done that. If you've pushed a little bit past the speed limit, give me a booyah. But what I noticed was that there were people traveling faster, much faster than I was. And no matter what speed they were going, inevitably, we ended up side by side each other over and over. Now, whether they stopped for fuel, or maybe they got up to slower traffic, or there was construction, but no matter how fast they went, we ended up back together. And then it dawned on me. I thought about this in life, and then I knew my topic for today. So how many of you know somebody, maybe it's you, who race to get somewhere? I mean, it's always pedal to the metal. It's flying from one place to another, always in pursuit of something. I mean, the reality is we're all going to end up in essentially the same place, both literally and figuratively. But think about it. Like, where is the finish line? Where is your finish line? If you're racing to get something or get somewhere or do something at a breakneck speed, stop it. I mean, stop moving at the breakneck speeds because you're doing more damage than you're doing good. I mean, if you're racing to get from point A to point B because you think that you have to get there before anybody else because there's only enough to go around for the first few people that arrive, well, give up on that story because the fundamental principle of abundance and in life is that there will always be enough for everybody. Long before you were on this planet and long after you're on this planet, there will be enough for you. Now, before you comment and start sending me emails about, you know, Dan, you got to push hard. Sometimes you tell us, you know, got to work. Look, I understand the value of pushing. In fact, I'm one of the biggest advocates for working passionately, working intensely, working with a devout drive towards something. But you can't confuse consistency or working intensely with working fast. I mean, I believe people that are working super fast are merely distracting themselves from being consistent. You see, it's easy to zoom ahead and then rest and tell yourself, well, I'm going to rest and then I'll rest a little longer and a little longer and not be committed to any path or any schedule, but telling yourself that you can always catch up. I mean, how many of you did that in school? How many of you still do that today in your job? And let me ask you, how did it work for you back then? How is it working for you now? Consistency is the goal, and consistency is the magic ingredient that will get you to the legendary life you deserve. I'll say that again. Consistency is what will get you to the legendary life that you deserve. Now, we've all heard the story of the tortoise and the hare, and slow and steady wins the race. I don't know if I totally subscribe to that, but what I do know is that consistency while chasing what you want will always get you the fruits of your labor. It will always bring you what you're looking for. Look, I know how many of you might know a person who they get so pumped up, they're so excited, they're always first, they want to be the one that has the medal, they want to be the one that says, hey, I got there before everybody else. But let me ask you, are they really enjoying the journey? Now, again, I'm not talking about the soft and fluffy journey, like, oh, you got to take time and smell the roses. And yeah, sometimes that's important. But really, I'm referring to the details, the opportunities, the chances that are right in front of your face every moment of every day that you're probably missing because you're so busy zooming along, resting, zooming along. So my tip for today is stop racing. Be consistent. Get to a consistent level of doing what you do at your absolute best all the time. Pick up your intensity. Again, don't confuse that with speed, but stop distracting yourself with the notion that you have to be fast or you have to be the quickest from point A to point B, because that is going to get you nowhere. Your goal is to be consistent, elevate your intensity, and focus to get there to be the best version of you possible. The best version of you possible, because that's the person that will see all of the details, all of the opportunities, and all of the chances along the path that sometimes you can stop and pick up, sometimes you can stop and take advantage of, that will help you get the legendary life that you deserve. Hey, always, I'm always grateful when people listen. So thank you for tuning in to How Legends Are Made Radio Show. I am Dan Blackburn. And remember, go to the website, howlegendsaremade.ca. Listen to more podcasts from yours truly. I know you can't get enough of me. And while you're there, remember to subscribe, comment, review, share with your friends and family, because like I always say, sharing is caring. And hey, I know that you care about your family and your friends. So share. And hey, remember, pick up your free chapter of 17 stories that will rock you, shock you, and inspire you. Hey, everybody, you crazy legendary maniacs, I am out of here. That's it for me. But before I go, remember to always dream, plan, and execute your legendary life. Booyah!